Hockey and music go hand in hand. I mean, you can't even start a game if you don't have a hard pumping song to get you going. And of course, the music for the Mother Puckers openings and closing song, Havoc by Sean Tubbs, sounds even better thanks to J-Rocket Audio Design's pedals. For you hockey moms out there who also have guitar players, there's no better pedal on the market to help your budding Jeff Beck sound like Jeff Beck than with the JB Archer from J-Rocket Audio Designs or any of the many award-winning pedals produced by them. Other than the sound, the best part is they are made in the USA. All you have to do is go to rocketpedals.com. That's with two T's, R-O-C-K-E-T-T, pedals, P-E-D-A-L-S.com, to hear and see the products, find distributors, and enjoy the website experience. And if you purchase a pedal from JRAD, please use the code PUCKERS because that is going to get you 10% off of your purchase. And I will personally thank you on my podcast. And when your little player plays himself a little song or records it, send it on in. I'll make a compilation and put them all out on the podcast in the future. Thank you to J-Rocket Audio Designs for being the first Mother Puckers sponsor. Welcome to Mother Puckers, the first and only podcast for hockey moms by a hockey mom, and that's me, Julie Bardowski, alongside the hockey apostle and the 13th disciple, Lou Mangialuzzo. Welcome to the show. Okay, mamas, this one's for you. So I've been avoiding this topic, and now I'm finally compelled to do it. I'm even recording this on Wednesday, my usual drop days, because the last 2 days I just couldn't bring myself to sit down and go through this topic with you. But then, man, the last 2 days have just been a whirlwind of shifts and enlightenments. So I've been compelled now to sit down and share it all with you. Plus, my son is out on the ice right now at practice, so that it's quiet and I don't have to worry about him hearing this, because guess what, moms? This episode is about helping you through sending your kid off to billet. I'm doing specific billet because I don't personally have experience with sending them off to a prep school, even though I've been a part of the prep school and everything. And I know a lot of mamas who've done it, and it's great. And I've learned things from them, and I continue to get great support from my friends in that. In that realm. But this is around the billet because this is the current experience that I'm in. So that's the what. Sending your kid out to live with another family in another state, probably far away from you. And they may be 18. They may not be. Mine is not. So I've heard the horror stories of the horror billet stories, like horror stories. And I've heard the lifelong family friend stories and then everything in between as far as how billets go. And then you just have to go with the luck of the draw and go with what you've got and make the best of it in all ways, shapes, and forms. But that's the what. And so the right now, in the what, where I am, is I've labeled it the anticipation of grief stage. It's that place where I'm sitting here and I've got a week left with my kid as my kid alone. And I know that there's going to be this shift. And part of me just wants to fast forward that week and a half, so that I'm through it. So then I know what's the feelings are and what's going to be. So I'm not grieving yet, but I'm in that anticipation of grief because I know it's gonna come and everything. And I'm in that want to get this over with, want to get it done. So if you're like me, if you're in this space where you're getting ready, you have the kids have to report the 31st or the 1st of September or whenever they have to report. And some of them may have already reported, so you may be ahead of me in this, but that's where I am right now, is the anticipation of grief stage. And I have to say, just the last couple of days have been really interesting, because I've had really, it's like universe people being dropped into my phone and calling me that are reaching out and checking on me. And two of them that I want to just kind of point out, are going to be guests on the podcast, upcoming. One is a mom of an NHLer, and one is a mental health coach for, a lot of hockey, kids all the way up through major, NHL players as well. And then, of course, my friends and my family have really been, you know, checking in, making sure things are going. And they know that I'm in a big emotional state, and yet they're still right there checking on me. And I love you ladies so much for doing that, because they've also been going through dropping off kids at college and, you know, all of the things that they get it, you know, they get it. Your mom friends are just so cherished, very much cherished. And so on Monday morning, one of my sorority sisters from college that I'm still friends with posted about, you know, they had already dropped their one son off at college, who's a junior in college, and then their youngest off at college, which is the college where my sorority and sister and I went to. And they, you know, their daughter went through rush, and, you know, so you see through social media all of these things of people's lives and what they're doing, right? And so they had dropped off their daughter at Mizzou and gone through rush and driven back to St. Louis on Sunday. On Monday morning, they posted that she and the husband were heading to Switzerland for a week because they wanted to postpone that empty nest syndrome. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I hadn't really truly thought about after I drop him off. And I mean, the anticipation of grief, yeah, but not like the actual like mechanics of after dropping him off. I hadn't thought about the plane ride back to Detroit by myself. I hadn't thought about having another panic attack in the Omaha airport like I had done 2 months earlier after my son had made the roster and wouldn't be living with me next year. So I guess I was going to have another panic attack in the Omaha airport. But this time I wouldn't have to pull myself together because my son would not be there. It would just be me. And so I was just like, oh my gosh. And then I hadn't thought about the Uber ride back from the airport to the apartment. I hadn't thought about being in the apartment alone and what I would do. I know I would do. I would lay under the covers for a week, probably. I would just be, you know, miserable and sad and be in the last place that we lived together as a family. And I would be sad and awful. Then all of those thoughts came to me. So I call my husband and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to do. And for weeks, my parents have been offering to come out to Sioux City and to come out and be there and, you know, to be a part of all of this. And so they were already thinking about that after. And see, that's the beauty of parents, because they were already there because they've been through it, you know, having my brother and I go off into the world on our own. So they already knew what that feeling was like. So I called him and I, you know, shared with him how my sadness and my fear and my, you know, like, oh my gosh. And so he said, I will just come from Nashville, I'll meet you in Sioux City, fly back, and then we'll pack up and, you know, move back to Nashville. And that gave me that sense of, okay, I actually do need people. I need the people. I need someone there. And so I'm so glad that he's able to go out and do that. And I'm grateful that I won't be sitting here cowering and crying under the covers for a week before I pull myself out and try and do something else. So that is a tool right there. Most of you may be going straight back to home and not having that extra, you know, stress of packing up an apartment and moving back to your house. Either way, it'll be nice for you to have someone there. I don't think anybody should go on that alone. So that's all of the what. That's all of the emotions that are swirling about dropping your kid off with another family. And the why in that is because of hockey. And I have said it before on this podcast that I have a love-hate relationship right now with the game of hockey because of all of the amazing things that it's given to my son and what I know that will drive for him in the future. I have so much love for what that's done for him. I have so much love for the game of hockey. And so being able to be such a huge, big, intimate part of the game of hockey while he's growing up in it, that has been amazing. But the why now is I feel 100% robbed of 2 years going to be part of having a kid in my house that I was parenting. You know, it's no surprise. My kid was an absolute surprise. We were not planning on having kids. You get drunk in Rome once, you're going to come home with a baby. So just keep that in mind. But we're all told 18, 18, 18. And in our case, because of my son's birth date, he's a rising junior this year and he'll be graduating next year because I didn't feel comfortable with him graduating from high school at age 17. I thought that was just really rushing life. Well, now look at me rushing life here. But so 18, 18, 18 was always the, you know, it's what every parent is told. And that's what the law tells you, that you're legally responsible for this person until they're 18 years old. So now that he's, you know, 16, he just turned 17, but he's moving away 2 years. I'm completely robbed of that. I already had to put aside the quote unquote normal high school life, the proms, the homecomings, the senior pranks, the, you know, the junior powder puff games. You know, I already put all of that aside because I knew that wasn't going to be part of my son's future because of his focus on his sport. And I support him in that and his dream. I'm totally down for that. So I had already grieved that loss of that quote unquote normal life. So we have this alternative and different path that God has placed us on. And yet though, I still thought I'd have a kid under my roof for 2 more years. So there you have it. 100% robbed, and that's my hate part of the game of hockey right there. So what are the tools? I have some tools that I'm relying on that's been shared with me and things like that. I don't know how they'll go. I'll keep you posted. But the first one, obviously, because you're dropping your kid off at a billet family, how amazing is that family for opening their house up to your kid, to your kid that you raised and may have very different cleanliness levels than you as a parent. And I'm telling this because I'm hopeful that my son's new billet family listens to this. I have no control over what he does, but I swear to you, and I have written a letter to go to his future wife. I swear to you, I have taught him laundry, dishes, cooking, cleaning. He knows how to do every single one of those things very well. I have taught him that, but he does not do it. So I am giving that warning right here, right now, that hopefully in whomever's home he is in next, you know, the lovely billet family that's opened up their house for him now, but even in the future, if you go back and you listen to this, I have taught him all the things because my mother would never have let me leave her house if I wasn't adept at every one of those things. So what each person does with the skills and the tools that they've learned is up to them at this point. So that's the first thing that I just, you know, I want to share is that there's going to be different rules. And I've been telling my son, you're going to have to, you know, listen to what their expectations and what their standards are as a family. And you're going to have to abide by them. And so get to know the family, understand what those standards and expectations are. You know, just let them know that you're there to be their cheerleader and help them however they're going to need as they're trying to learn your kid and get to know your kid. But That's number one. Just get to know them. And then also, moms, instead of dumping everything about your kid on them, just focus on food. What do they like to eat? Maybe some favorite recipes. Maybe, you know, get some dry ice, make the lasagna, which I'm famous for, and dry ice, freeze it, send it over so that they can have a meal there. But the food is very big because these boys need food. They need good, solid food, all the good stuff. Second thing, talk about sleep. What's your kid's sleep pattern? When they're cranky, are they a morning person? Or are they not a morning person? There's not a whole lot of teenage boys that are going to be morning people, but you know, give them kind of, you know, just a couple little bullet points. This is what he's like. And if you see this, don't say a word and he'll let him go do this. Or if you see this, then that'll be great. Studying. A lot of the kids that will be on my son's team, they may be taking a couple of classes here and there, but there's very few that are actually still in high school. And I think that he will be the youngest overall in his grade level. How does he handle school? And what should that schedule look like to make sure he's getting it done? And are there certain, you know, do they want to help him with the homework, or is the team's tutor, you know, part of that? Or is the billet mom just checking in on him, or the billet dad just saying, how you doing with that? And, you know, that kind of thing. Just talk to them about that. What's that? Hockey. You know, give them little bits about what their hockey life has been so that they understand where they've been, what they've come through, and any, you know, anything that might rear its head through the season that they could be aware of. But again, just a couple of bullet points. Don't overwhelm. And then obviously listen to your billet family, but what their family life is like. What is their daily routine? What do they like to do? And how do they see the billet fitting in with their family? And you know, what kind of relationship with them is it? There's multiple different types of billet family relationships. There's the ones that range from, that's where the kid sleeps and he makes his own food. He does his own grocery shopping and they don't really interact a lot. He goes to the rink and he does everything there all day and then comes home and sleeps. That may be the relationship that your kid will go into, and you'll know that before you go in. It may be where non-parents and they're going in, and that could be a whole different dynamic. It could be a whole family with, you know, kids and dogs and goats and chickens and all of that kind of stuff, that it may be another billet living there with your son as well. So just figure out how they want to integrate your kid into their new environment, and then how that works for your kid. So again, they can range the gamut of how it works. So those five areas, just focus on those to start. Again, don't overwhelm. Couple of bullet points: food, sleep, study, hockey, family life. Okay, because you're still their mom. So when they get sick, you can still, this is what works for them. You know, just some subjects you can wait until they rear up. You say, this is what works for them. This medicine, this, let them sleep here. Let them do this. Then you can do that. So do that. Another great thing that I have seen a lot of people participate in is, you know, this family has opened their doors to your kid, you know, and they're probably hockey fans. I mean, I gotta guess the majority of billet families out there are hockey fans and will probably be going to the majority of your kids' games. I gotta think that, right? So if they aren't, then, you know, it'll be a different relationship. But, you know, if you feel inclined to send gift baskets, surprises, gift cards, do it. Don't hold yourself back. talk about the family. What are their expectations? Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to say that we don't have any expectations. We don't want to do any of that. You don't need to do any of that. It's okay. We just open our house. We just love hockey. We love hockey boys. But do, if it makes you feel good, go ahead and do it. Because they do have your most precious gift under their roof. So do something that makes their lives brighter and happier. Even if it's just a card, you know, if you don't have the funds to send gift baskets or things like that, because we all know how expensive hockey is. Thank you cards. Just when you're in town for your kids' games, meet them for a walk outside of the rink or take them for a smoothie or something like that. Just, you know, just get to know them because, again, they've got your most precious gift. Okay? So that's some of the advice I have on tools for working with the Billet family. There's a whole lot of other things out there, but then let's shift to your kid. Let your kid be. And this is the one that I've been really wrapping my brain around because think about it. This is going to be the hard part. You've been doing this, you know, dance with your kid his whole life. You're aware of their footsteps in the house. You're aware of their moods every morning. You feel the spot in your belly where he first moved. And that is something that only you as a mom will ever experience. So when they say, you know, a mother's love is the ultimate love, it's because only you have known that human longer than anyone other than God, who did know the soul first. But back to letting your kid be. I will never subscribe to the quote-unquote, they need to grow up when GMs and coaches, et cetera, tell you to let your kid go at 14, 15, 16, 17 years old, because I don't agree with that. I don't agree that they need to grow up outside of the family. I don't agree with that. At those young ages. Yes, I agree. They have to grow up. Come on. I'm not a helicopter mom. I'm not a hold them back. I've always been very excited for every next stage. But going back to me feeling 100% robbed, I thought I had two more years until that stage. So my emotions are a little bit higher around this topic. So back to, you know, your kid is about to have a massive growing up spurt. You need to be there for them when they need you. Be the gentle place that they can come to. It's now time, mamas, to think about their needs first, even more so than you did when you brought that bundle home from the hospital, because this, right now, leaving them with the Billet family and they're going and doing their life, they're doing life, this is not about you. It's about them. So you have to not expect or put down, you know, you need to call me every day or you need to text back or you need to do this. You need to let them find their rhythm and then let them come to you. And then you will fall into a pattern that works. And it's not going to be easy because you have seen them every morning, or at least I have, because I've gotten up with them every morning since he's been born. So you see that. You know what sets the tone for his day. You can already tell what kind of a day he's going to have. And you're not going to have that with you every morning anymore. We'll get to what to do. So just hold that thought. But be the gentle place for your kid to land, because they are going through a lot. And when they call you to talk, don't instruct, don't solve, don't anything, because your kid needs to be able to solve a lot of this stuff that they're going to be going through on their own. And you can be there to listen to them and obviously give them your own life experiences and guide them. But there's going to be a lot of times when they call you emotional, and you're going to want to dive right in, get on a plane, get there, and try and solve it. But that's not the place for right now. All right? So it's going to be hard. Let's move on to goals for you. These are your tools. Or this is, well, I should say, this is my goal. Okay, so when all this happened, I was on the 100% side of abject fear and sadness. Then about a month ago, I said, okay, if by the time he leaves, I'm at 50-50 abject fear, sadness, and excitement and thrill about this next chapter, that 50-50 felt like that would be a really solid place for me to be in that time when I was letting him quote-unquote go. And I will tell you right now, it's been a little bit wavering up and down because it's very natural for your kid to distance themselves from you, to, you know, pick fights, to get angry, to try and push you away. Mamas, that is so natural. Let them do it. Don't get upset. Don't get tied into it. I tell you what, I got caught up a little bit, and I know that his dad got caught up in it too, but they're going to do this. This is natural. The thing is that, again, those 2 years, I was expecting this to be happening his second semester of his senior year in high school or that summer before. But no, I'm getting it early. So it's normal because they're anxious. They're scared. You know, they're excited. They're, you know, they're trying to figure out, where am I on that 100 to 50-50 range? You know, when do my fears, you know, kind of come down? I know my son was quite anxious until he found out who his billet family was, because think about it. He had no idea on September 1st where he was going to be living. So he had a lot of anxiety about that. So I'm sure that is normal across the board. And now that he does, he's really settled down a bit. And that's been very nice. So I wish we had known about 3 weeks ago before he's tilted up. but now that we do, that's all great. So think about that. But then more tools for you. You get to that 50-50 between abject fear, sadness, and then excitement and thrill, because then that's going to continue to ratchet up on the thrill and excitement side as you watch your player just blossom, and when you get to go and see them play and see how they're doing. So now, mamas, let's move on to the tools for your next chapter. So I am sure that you have at one point in their hockey lives said the words, all you can do is control the controllables, right? Am I right? Yes, I see you all nodding out there. So now you have to control your controllables. So if you're like me and you're facing that next chapter earlier than expected, or you've already gone through it and you're doing it again, let yourself grieve that. Wail, cry, roll around in the grass, smell their baby blankets, sleep in their beds, eat the crazy meal that they always fixed post-workout, whatever you need to do to feel all of it, do it. Okay? Then pull yourself up, write 3 things down that you haven't done since you had a kid that you now can do. And some of you may still have kids at home, but still, you're grieving one of your kids going away. So you will have extra time and space in your heart that you're going to benefit from having something else to focus on. And that doesn't mean just throw everything on the kid or kids that are left at home. You mamas, you got to do something for you. So the 3 things that I will be doing is, number one, I'm going to homecoming with my girls. And I have not been able to do that since travel hockey started. And let me tell you, I am so freaking excited about it. I cannot wait. And I pray to God that my alma mater wins. But I used to go every year. I think I missed maybe 4 years for a lot of years. And then travel hockey started, and I haven't been back since. So that was number one. So I get to go and do that. And I'm literally, I can feel it in my stomach. So that's something really big to look forward to. Second,
I'm getting my real estate license. Why not? Doing that for fun. So there's that. Got that. And then finally, going to be getting a puppy. Now that's twofold because when we lost Eddie, our other dog, Dave, really is in the mopes and he's kind of withering away a little bit physically. He's so skinny. Oh my goodness. So there will be a puppy in December. And not that it's a replacement for my son, but it will be a furry bunch of love. That'll be great to have. So then the next thing on that list, you've got your three things. You need to do it. Put a big poster board wherever you look at something every day. Maybe it's even a note next to your mirror where you're brushing your teeth and you stare at that for 60 seconds while you're brushing your teeth with those three things and make sure you do it. Make sure you check each of those things off. Okay. I know one of the hockey moms told me that she got in the best shape of her life because, you know, more kids at home. So every time she got upset, she went to the gym. And so I've already been on that train. So that's okay. I'm already there. But if that's something that we go, another friend went, got her MBA. Another started back to work because they had so much more time and space in their world that they could do that. So find out what those things are for your next chapter, and of course make sure they match your calendar of when you're going and traveling and seeing games, because it's not over at all. But I just highly suggest this is a really great opportunity for you as a human to go out and do some other things. Volunteer, read books that you've never gotten a chance to read, you know, all kinds of things that you could put on your list. So with that, I will be off next week doing the deed, and I will follow up with an episode after the drop-off. So we will be missing you next week, I'm sure you can understand, because that is the actual day of the episode drop that we will be arriving and meeting his billet family and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to focus on that first. And then the next chapter will be here when I get back, and we'll get things on the air then. But it is exciting. It is thrilling. I'm so proud of my son for setting a goal, knocking it down, and now he's setting himself up to knock it out of the park. So, or should I say out of the rink or into the back of the net? I don't know. But to all of you mamas out there going through this right now, to all of you that will be facing it in the future, and to all of you that have already been through it, man, what a sorority we have on our own. And I'm looking forward to sharing stories as I see each of you out on the road or with emails that you want to send me at julie@motherpuckers.com and share your story. And I'm not ready to talk through it quite yet because even recording this, I've had the lump in my throat and in my chest the whole time. So my voice may sound a little bit higher than normal, but I will be soon, but I would love to have your stories. We're going to have a lot more on this topic going forward because, again, even if you're a mom of a little, this may be coming to you one day soon. So flag this episode to be able to go back to so you can get the what, the why, and the tools about how you might navigate it. And with that, I want to thank our sponsor, J-Rocket Audio Design. I want to thank all of the listeners who are tuning in and subscribing and rating and following me on Twitter and Instagram, Mother Puckers. And I can't wait to talk to you again in a couple of weeks to let you know how it all went. But in the meantime, I will soon see you at the rink.